Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello, everybody. Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And it was a pretty slow day in sports today. The only thing there really is to talk about is round two of the U.S. Open, which took place Friday. And the tandem of the top three ranked players in golf, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Adam Scott, all had pretty interesting stories. So I want to take a minute or two on each of those. You have to start with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods came into this tournament coming off of knee surgery. It's the first tournament he's played since the Masters. And everybody, experts and fans alike, were saying there was no way he could keep up in this one. There's no way you can miss that much time, even for a guy like Tiger Woods. There's no way you can miss that much time, come back less than 100%, and play extremely well at Torrey Pines. Well enough to compete to actually win the U.S. Open. Obviously, anytime Tiger Woods is out there, you expect him to win. But I would say most people believed that he probably wouldn't win the U.S. Open this year simply because he's coming off of this knee surgery. And his back nine today has to get everybody wondering again. He had a subpar front nine. But in the back nine, he had four birdies and an eagle to put him at a minus two and put him in a three-way tie for second and one away from the leader, Stuart Appleby. And it's just remarkable that no matter what happens to this guy, it doesn't seem to affect his golf game, be it injury, be it things going on off of the course. I mean, golf is probably the most mental game of any of the major sports when it comes to the fact that anybody can learn how to shoot well with practice. Anybody can learn how to putt with practice. But it's the mental aspect. It's always executing perfectly. It's working your way out of situations where you didn't execute perfectly. It's all just so mental. You've seen so many breakdowns in the past. And Tiger Woods is not only the most athletic and committed golfer, he's also the most sound mentally, because it just seems like nothing can shake him. Nothing can get him off his game, including a bum knee. And you have to look for him as a legitimate threat again to win this thing. But on to two funnier stories. Phil Mickelson, who shot par in round one, was a plus four today. And you couldn't help but notice that he didn't have a driver. Phil Mickelson purposely came into this tournament without a driver in his bag. Now it's worth noting that when he won the Masters in 2006, he had two drivers in his bag. And you would think, after that win, he'd probably carry two drivers with him for the rest of his life. But you've got to carry at least one. His explanation was that he knew this course well, he grew up playing on it, and he says with the dry and fast conditions at Torrey Pines, he didn't want a club in his bag that hit the ball past 300 yards. I don't have a problem with Phil Mickelson using the 3-wood instead. What I have a problem with is not including the driver in the bag at all. I understand that going in, maybe that's your strategy. Maybe he thinks, okay, I'm not going to use my driver here. I'd prefer to use my 3-wood to keep it on the fairway and not overhit it. That's fine and dandy. But sometimes you have to make adjustments. Sometimes you see something that you didn't anticipate, and you have to go to your driver instead. Or maybe you're not hitting your 3-wood well, which he wasn't. He was missing fairways all day, and you want to switch back to your driver. Or one hole that sticks out is the 613-yard ninth. 613 yards. So while Tiger Woods drives the ball, hits the fairway, and then gets on the green in two, Phil takes a shot into the rough, and then takes another shot to get back onto the fairway, and then has to take another shot to get to the green. And you can't help but wonder on a 613-yard hole if a driver wouldn't come in handy. It's just funny that Phil Mickelson has gone on record as saying he will never stray from his ultra-aggressive ways, when he still had the curse of never having won a major tournament. People constantly criticized how aggressive he was and said that if he would not take so many chances and take a more conservative approach, he might be able to win the major tournament that he was lacking. And he always defended his aggressive style and said, that's what makes me the golfer I am. I'm not going to change that. And he, of all people, shows up without a driver. That's just amusing to me. And again, maybe he does know the course better than anybody. But you gotta have it in your bag, just in case. Or maybe just to use on these extremely long holes. Or just to use on par fives. There's no reason not to carry a driver as a professional golfer. None. And Adam Scott, who is the overlooked member of this entourage, didn't want to go without doing a little something himself to get his name mentioned here on the dime. He went ahead and four-putted the 18th hole. Four-putted it. First putt got him closer. Second putt he barely missed. He was 16 inches away from the hole. And instead of lining up his putt, he just did the nonchalant sweep it into the hole movement. Except it didn't fall into the hole. And then he had to go and putt it in to get a bogey instead of a par. And of course, it's not fair to pick on him too much, because what are the odds of him missing that little tap in? I mean, you see professional golfers do it all the time, and very rarely does it actually come back to haunt them. But it's the 18th hole. It's the end of your day. You're making lots and lots of money to play golf professionally. Just line up and putt it in. What's the point of being lazy? And what's the point of saving yourself 20 seconds or 30 seconds? Just line up and putt. This is your job. You do this for a living. And one stroke can make a huge difference on the leaderboard. One stroke can make a huge difference in where you end up at the end of four rounds. You can't afford to just give one away because you're too lazy to line up your putt. I mean, four putts. There's no way a professional should four-putt on ice, let alone a legitimate green. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments, or just leave the comments here on the page at davesdime.com. I appreciate you listening, and have a good one, everybody.